Good morning, sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back to the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Michael Snackson, a.k.a. Bay O. Wolf, a.k.a. Malcolm Excellence, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin. And today is Sunday, April 30th, 2023. It is about 8:35 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in a beautiful, lovely Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. And that makes it about 5:35 a.m. Pacific Time and about 25 minutes till 3 a.m. in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening and welcome back to the show. Now, before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact your state or your local Gamblers Anonymous Association hotline, or you can visit www.gamblersanonymous.org, and hopefully they can get you the services you feel you need, because on this show, we discuss sports investing through sports wagering, and we don't want to be any triggers, any negative behaviors for you. So please contact your state or your local Gamblers Anonymous Association hotline, or contact www.gamblersanonymous.org, and hopefully they can get you on a path to the straight and narrow. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors, as you were yesterday. 2-1 yesterday. Okay, 2-1 yesterday. Remember, we don't bet parlays. If we do bet a parlay, we always take the singles. We always take the singles with the end, you know, the single bets as well, the single wagers. Just in case, because sometimes, you know, that third or fourth game just won't hit. Like yesterday, we 2-1. The one we lost was Toronto against who the hell were they playing? Seattle. It was supposed to be Chris Flexen starting for Seattle with his 8.8 ERA, but I don't. Somebody else started. And dude, no hit Toronto until like the seventh. You know, somebody hit a double and the game went into overtime or extra innings. And Toronto won by one, but we had a -1.5. The original line was -2.5. The original spread, we had a -1.5. Okay, but the two we won, Pittsburgh beat the dog shit out of Washington. And in game two, we had that game two with Pittsburgh won game one, but we had game two on the show. They beat them 16-1. And also in game two, we had the Orioles against Detroit, and the Orioles won 6-4. We had them on the money line. So, but we don't dwell on wins. We don't dwell on losses. We keep going. And I've got three for you today. Two baseball, one hoop rock. All right, NBA hoop rock, a prop. All right, so let's get into the action. 2:10 p.m. Eastern, all times Eastern on the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, betting public show on YouTube. 2:10 p.m. Eastern, we've got the Tampa Bay Rays at the Chicago White Sox. I don't know what happened yesterday with the Chicago White Sox and what's his name? Luis Robert. I don't know what. Something, you know, they didn't like the way he hustled down the line or something. You know, he said he was playing conservative. I don't know, but yeah, that was a bad looking play. Like, dude, you could have beat that out. You're a leadoff here. You're supposed to be able to beat that out. You know, he didn't hustle at all. But I digress. We've got Drew Rasmussen of the Rays. 3-2 with a 3.33 ERA, 1.19 WHIP, going against Mike Clevinger. 2-2, 4.81 WHIP, 1.60 WHIP, 4.81 ERA. I'm sorry. And you know, the Rays, that thing's just gonna keep on rolling. I think they're a regular season team. You know, I'm not taking them to go to the World Series or nothing, unless they just. I just don't see it, but for the regular season, they're going to keep doing what they do. And we've taken them on Sundays twice now so far this baseball season. They've come through. Don't see why they won't this time. We're going to take the Rays minus 1.5 for minus 126 odds, all right? Rays minus 1.5 for minus 126 odds. Then at 4:07 p.m. Eastern, got my hometown, the Republic of Cincinnati Redlegs, out there in Oaktown, Oakland, in the Bay Area, okay? Nick Lodolo of the Reds, 2-1 with a 6.31 ERA, 1.87 whip. And he's going against, all that shit's high. You know, the ERA and the whip. But he's going against Ken Wilderchuk. And Mr. Wilderchuk is 0-2 with a 7.82 ERA, 1.74 whip. And we've kind of already decided that Mr. Wilderchuk is going to be one of our punching bags for this season. Him, what's his name? Orijami, the Asian fella for Oakland. We got a couple punching bag pitchers on there, and then Wilderchuk's going to be one of them. And that's why we're going to take the Reds on the money line at minus 154 odds, all right? And then lastly, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, what is it, game 7? I believe it's game 6. You got the Sacramento Kings and the Golden State Warriors in Sacramento. Oh yeah, it's game 7, 3-3. Game 7 elimination game, series clinching game. Okay? Round 1 of the playoffs. You know, yeah, last game, Steph Curry was like 3 of 7 from 3. You know, it didn't even play much because Sacramento whooped on him so bad. And I just want to ask you one question. You know, this is a very simple question. How many games in a row in the playoffs, two series clinching games, okay, two series clinching games. How many times do you think Steph Curry is going to have a bad shooting day? I mean, there's just certain players of his era that I really rock with that, I remember the NBA put it up back in like 2015. They called them era-less players. Steph was one of them. Doesn't matter what era he's in, he's going to get busy. You know, LeBron, Magic, Bird, Jordan, you know, Wilt, Shaq. You know, there's just certain players that don't matter what era they're in, they're going to get busy. And Steph's one of those guys. And I don't see him having back-to-back bad shooting days. Even though 3 of 7 ain't bad, he just didn't really let it fly. Usually, you know, hitting 5 and 6 threes, just didn't really let it fly because they didn't play very long because they were getting routed. But Steph is not going to have two bad shooting games in a game clinching or series clinching decisive series clinching game. He had one in game 6 at home. He's not going to do that on the road back to back. So we're going to take Steph to get his threes over 5.5 for minus 132. Okay. And it might have went up. That was just early. It might have went up. So you have to check the current lines when you place it, but he's going to hit it because he's Steph. All right. So let's recap. Okay, 2:10 p.m. Eastern baseball. We got Tampa Bay at the White Sox. We're taking the Rays minus 1.5 for minus 126 odds. Okay, 4:07 p.m. Eastern. We're taking we got the Reds at Oakland. We're taking the Reds on the money line at minus 154 odds. Okay, and then 3:30 p.m. Eastern. We've got NBA action, Golden State at Sacramento. We're taking Golden State's Steph Curry to get over 5.5 three-pointers made, and that is minus 3 odds, all right? So there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto. If there's games to be played, there's money to be made. We'll be back tomorrow with more action and to recap today's action. But in the meantime, let's hook up on social media if we're not already. My Twitter is at Biggie Rothstein, BiggieRothstein. Okay? My YouTube channel, Betting Public Sports Show on YouTube. Make sure you like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, leave comments, but most importantly, share the content that you see on that channel, all right? And lastly, we'll be back tomorrow. I'm going to do a podcast tomorrow. Like I said, I don't know when I'm going to do a video for baseball. I don't know if I will. It's just too much and, you know, got too much going on. But one thing I do want to say is, we don't revel in death and somebody dying, but Carolyn Bryant, that woman who had Emmett Till killed back in 1955, said that he whistled at her, and her brother and family came in and killed the young fella. He was only 14 years old from Chicago. That was some bullshit. It's one of the worst cases of a racial incident in the country's history. And she passed the other day in Louisiana. And like I said, I'm not going to revel in her death, but I ain't necessarily upset about that one. You know, because she even admitted that she lied. They never convicted her in Mississippi, never even tried her. You know, just let her live her life out till she was 80-something years old. To hell with her. Okay? And I hope that's where she's at. You know, not enjoying herself, needing some ice water. But I digress. Hey, folks, that's all I got for you today. Let's be courteous to each other. Let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous to each other. We'll be back tomorrow to talk about it. But until then, folks, be well. Peace.